It's the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
He is who he is, and he does a great job of making sure everybody's on the same page.
Every single week, I put my freaking heart and soul into this.
I would rather play with 10 people rather than play with 11 when I know that right now that person is not sold out to be a part of this team. It is more about them than it is about the team. Cannot play with them. Cannot win with them. Cannot coach with them. Can't do it.
Jay Bish.
Acknowledge me.
Boy, we've got some stuff coming out of Baxley. So I guess that's where we're gonna start. Some breaking news out of Baxley, Georgia. How long does this thing go for? There. Oh, nope. Still going. Okay. Yeah, cool. All right, so yeah, we got some breaking news out of Baxley. It's not really breaking news. It's just kind of came through the wire this week. So they fired their head coach. Jordan Mullis is out. He's going to remain at Appling County High School teaching. So this is the Appling County High School Pirates drama. The GHSA has stepped in and has ripped them or forced them to forfeit all of their 2024 wins, which they were, I believe, a Final Four team last year. And so all of those turn to losses. Their playoff wins are vacated because they were going to be deemed ineligible by the GHSA. So here's this whole thing. So the GHSA has stripped them because of allowing an ineligible player to participate. There's a long story behind this thing. Talked to a couple of folks up that way. Over in Baxley, and this thing is really convoluted. He said, she said, between the GHSA and between Appling County High School, but of course Appling County High School has accepted the consequence handed down by the GHSA. So let's get into this story. Before we do, this segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, by Companions for Heroes, and by Golden Isles Collision. Thousands of shelter animals need homes. Many of our nation's heroes need healing. At Companions for Heroes, we bring them together, rescuing pets and giving military members and first responders the support of a loyal companion. It is more than just adoption. It's a second chance for both. Learn how you can help at companionsforheroes.org. Okay, so there are three players that are kind of like all wrapped up into this. Initially, the GHSA suspended or deemed these three players ineligible. However, Appling County High School has shown where the GHSA approved the transfer of these three students toward the beginning of the football season, in the off season coming into the fall. So Appling County High School says, hey, you know, the GHSA, you guys approved these three kids, and so we played them. Why would you not play them? And then some other schools caught wind of this and felt like that the players were actually ineligible or should be deemed ineligible. So they contacted the GHSA and basically alleged that a coach on staff at Appling County who led a football camp, basically they accused him of recruiting kids at this football camp to come play at Appling County. So you can't do that. Allegedly, you can't do that. So I guess the GHSA looked into it and they found enough to where they made Appling County forfeit all of their wins over the over one particular kid. Of the three kids that were being alleged ineligible, being alleged that they were recruited to go to play to Appling from this football camp, only one of those held up. Two of the three players were reinstated, but one player was not. And so the GHSA maintained their decision to make Appling County forfeit all of their games. Appling County, of course, when this first came down, they appealed the decision. They were like, no, you guys, the GHSA, you told us that these kids were going to be eligible. We submitted this to you, and you, the GHSA, said everything's fine. You can play them. So they did. And then other schools step in and say, I don't think this is right. I think they're recruiting kids from this football camp. So this football camp, coach on staff, Ian Silberman, former player in the NFL, he's leading this camp. And the one kid in question, again, I'm not going to give high school kids names, right? But the one kid in question was a kid out of Florida. And then, you know, magically transfers to Baxley, to Appling County. And who knows? You know, maybe it was legit. You don't know. But, you know, from Florida to Baxley, makes you kind of wonder, makes you want to question, makes you want to ask the question, why are you going to Baxley? And Appling, you know, they've had a really good run under Jordan Mullis. So he's gone. Appling County, apparently, the high school, apparently did feel like that they needed to move on from Jordan Mullis. So they fired him, and so they have now hired Tucker Pruitt, who is now the former head coach at Fitzgerald. Got a lot of winning under his belt over at Fitzgerald. 2018 Final Four, 2020 state runner-up, 2021 state champion, 2022 state runner-up, 2023 Final Four, 2024 Final Four. So Tucker Pruitt comes over to now assume the head coaching job for the Appling County Pirates from Fitzgerald. Where he did a really good job with the Purple Hurricanes. Took that program. I mean, it was a pretty good program as it was, and he kind of took it to the next level. They are a premier juggernaut in the state, Fitzgerald is, so now they'll be looking for a new head coach. And Tucker Pruitt will assume the position at Appling County. Jordan Mullis, to this point, will remain on staff and teach, but he will no longer be the head football coach. So it'll be interesting to see what they decide to do. In a situation like this where Jordan Mullis has done a lot of winning at Appling County, so he's got a really good staff in place. Tucker Pruitt comes over from Fitzgerald. Does he decide to make his own staff hires and let some of these other guys go that were under the Jordan Mullis umbrella? Or does he just kind of keep these guys in place because Appling County's been winning a lot? This is a really interesting situation because a lot of times when you see something like this, a new coach comes in and he just dismantles the coaching staff, just lets everybody go and then makes his own hires, guys that he trusts, runs the system that he wants to run, philosophies, all that good stuff. But in this instance, Appling County has been a premier program in the state themselves under Jordan Mullis, with those coaches in place and that staff in place. So it's going to be really interesting to see what the school system in Appling County does as far as retaining these coaches, or are they going to let Tucker Pruitt bring in his own folks? Got no idea. So basically this whole thing is stemming from this camp, this football camp by Ian Silberman, where he is being accused, or maybe not him directly, but the Appling County football program is being accused of recruiting three players from this camp to go to Appling County to play football for the Pirates. Appling County cleared this with the GHSA. The GHSA initially said, all good to go. These kids are fine. You can play them. After the season ended or during the season, some other schools did not like this decision and felt like maybe that the GHSA did not know the whole story. So they filed complaints to the GHSA. The GHSA further looked into it and then stripped Appling County of all of their wins, reversing their eligibility decision for these three kids, made all three kids ineligible, stripped them of all of their wins. Then Appling County appealed all three kids and won two of the three cases. Two of the kids were reinstated, but a third kid was not. And so thus he played in those games, which made him ineligible. So they still had to forfeit those games. So that was upheld. Appling County then turned around and fired their head coach, Jordan Mullis, and they have hired the new head coach at Appling County, who is now the former head coach, Tucker Pruitt, from Fitzgerald for the Purple Hurricanes. The terminology I've got, I think it's interesting. Let me find where it is. Recruiting an undue influence and allowing ineligible players to participate. Those are the GHSA mandates that they say have been broken by the Appling County Pirates. Recruiting an undue influence. So that's basically saying that they were recruiting these kids down at the football camp to come play in Baxley. So anyway, a lot of drama this week up in Baxley. It's a little small place. If you're not familiar with Baxley, Appling County, so it's like sort of south middle Georgia. I guess it's kind of like north-ish of Jessup. So, you know, not a lot goes on, so this is probably big news going up that way. Monster news. Anyway, there's a new coach for the Appling County Pirates.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. A big shakeup over in Baxley. The Appling County Pirates were forced to forfeit all wins from last season by the GHSA for having an ineligible player participate in games. The Pirates have since fired Coach Jordan Mullis and hired Tucker Pruitt to replace him. Pruitt was the head coach at Fitzgerald, where he took the Purple Hurricanes to the Final Four in 2018, 2023, and 24, state runner-up in 2020 and 2022, and won a state title in 2021. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service.
Baseball is back. Jumbo Shrimp Baseball is home all season long at Vistar Ballpark in downtown Jacksonville. Triple-A baseball for as little as $5. Fireworks after all Friday games and great promotions all season long. For tickets and information, log on to jackshrimp.com. Jumbo Shrimp Baseball. Affordable. Family. Fun.
Thousands of shelter animals need homes. Many of our nation's heroes need healing. At Companions for Heroes, we bring them together, rescuing pets and giving military members and first responders the support of a loyal companion. It's more than just adoption. It's a second chance for both. Learn how you can help at companionsforheroes.org.
Came on the show last week and I told you that the Jags were about to trade to the second spot in the NFL draft, and lo and behold, the Jags traded from 5 to 2. I'm gonna be honest with you, I get the desire to have Travis Hunter on your team. The guy's a unicorn. He does so many different things. I'm not gonna be surprised to see him return kicks and punts for the Jags. You know, they're saying that they're primarily gonna play him at wide receiver and some at defensive back. To me, trading up to draft Travis Hunter is like buying a Maserati when you live on a dirt road. Here's what I mean by that. The Jags have struggled running the foot. I said this last week. The Jags have had a lot of troubles running the football the last couple of years. They've got a couple of good backs in ETN and Tank Bigsby. I mean, so it's not like that they don't have talent at running back. They do. Trevor Lawrence can't stay healthy because the offensive line cannot keep him upright. Their biggest need was offensive line. They needed offensive line help. That is the area of concern for the Jags. And the only thing they did to address the offensive line concerns was draft an offensive lineman two offensive linemen, one in the third round, pick 89 overall, Wyatt Millam out of West Virginia. He's a guard. And then another offensive lineman in round 7, pick 221, Jonah Monheim out of USC. Here's my point. The Jags traded up to get Travis Hunter when they could have stayed at 5 and drafted the best offensive lineman in the draft. There were no offensive linemen taken up to 5. If they'd have stayed put, they could have drafted the best offensive lineman in the entire draft. They would have still had their second round pick, which they gave away to get Travis Hunter, and drafted another elite offensive lineman. This draft was loaded with elite offensive linemen. The Jags could have addressed their offensive line need in the first 2 rounds and gotten 2 really, really, really good offensive linemen. Again, it's like buying a Maserati when you live on a dirt road. You need to be able to run the football. You needed to draft offensive linemen. Instead, you traded up to number 2 to select the Maserati. You need a truck. You bought the Maserati when you live on a dirt road and you need the truck. So this is what they did, right? Round 1, number 2, second pick, they took Travis Hunter. They didn't have a second round pick. They came back in round 3, number 88. And you could have still gotten a pretty decent offensive lineman there. Instead, they go with a defensive back, a corner, out of Tulane, Caleb Ranshaw. I mean, do they need defensive back help? Sure. Is that their primary need? No. It's still offensive line. And even in round 3, where they could have still gotten a really, really top-notch offensive lineman, they didn't do it. A few picks, the very next pick, they do take an offensive lineman. They could have taken 2 really good offensive linemen back-to-back, pick 88 and 89. They selected back-to-back. 89, they took Wyatt Millam, a guard out of West Virginia. So they took a defensive back and an offensive lineman. You just drafted Travis Hunter, the number 2 pick, who's going to play defensive back some for you anyway. And another thing with the Travis Hunter pick, they're saying we're primarily going to play him at wide receiver. You drafted Brian Thomas Jr. last year, who had an amazing rookie season. Did you really need another stud receiver? You tell me. I don't think so. I mean, you got Trevor Lawrence, another weapon. Great. But does it matter if you can't keep him upright or keep him healthy? Anyway, so we move on to round four, and they went running back by Shul Tootin out of Virginia Tech with the 104th pick. They drafted again at 107 in the fourth round. Jack Kaiser, linebacker out of Notre Dame. I think there's some value there. I like that pick. I think Jack Kaiser is definitely a starter in the NFL, and I think he will help the Jags defensively. Up to that point, I mean, I don't know. And I'm not saying Travis Hunter is not going to help the Jags. I'm just like, you know, you needed offensive linemen, and you had an opportunity to draft two offensive linemen, elite offensive linemen, in the first two rounds. And you traded up to where you basically had to take Travis Hunter at two, and then gave away your second pick where you could have drafted a second offensive lineman to really solidify the offensive line and address a glaring need with quality guys. Round six, they didn't have a fifth-round pick. Round six, they took Jalen McLeod, another linebacker out of Auburn. I think he'll help him. Another round six pick, number 200, Ryan Lane III out of Navy. He's a safety. And then round seven, let's get back to our offensive line problem. Let's draft in the seventh round. Let's draft a guy in the seventh round to address our most glaring need. Jonah Monheim out of USC, offensive lineman. And then their last pick, LaQuint Allen, running back out of Syracuse. So they drafted two running backs. They've got two really good running backs already on the roster, so that's a head-scratcher to me. Took two linebackers, two offensive linemen, a corner, a safety, and then the unicorn in Travis Hunter. I'm trying to make sense of this draft. I really am. I just don't get trading up for Travis Hunter. Let somebody else pick him. Travis Hunter is going to be a star in the NFL. I have no doubt about that. But you're trying to win now if you're the Jags. You've got a really good roster. You've got pieces on offense, but you can't run the dang ball. You can't keep your quarterback healthy. Get some offensive linemen to remedy those issues. Nope, we're going to trade the fifth pick, our second-round pick with it, trade up to draft a guy that's primarily going to be playing receiver for us when we drafted a stud receiver last year and he showed in his rookie season that he's a monster. But this is what we're going to do. I don't know where the sense is in this. You know, it's like buying the Maserati when you live on a dirt road and you need a truck. You needed the offensive lineman. You needed the Ford F-150. You drafted the Porsche. I what are you going to do with it? You tell me. I mean, are you going to drive it up and down the dirt road? It's such a head-scratcher to me. So if I'm giving a grade on the Jags draft, I'm giving them a D. And, you know, they drafted 9 guys. They had 9 picks. So 9 guys they'll add to the roster, which they had room for that. They were far below where they needed to be roster-wise to fill out the 55-man roster. And so, you know, they had a ton of draft picks and stockpile draft picks, especially toward the end, made some trades. But goodness gracious, did they address the offensive line? And sure they did. They addressed the offensive line with pick number 89 and pick number 221. And that's where they decided to address their most glaring need. It's stuff like this, man. It's stuff like this that makes being a Jags fan so difficult. Everybody and their brother knows you need offensive line help. You're sitting at 5. You're going to be able to take the best offensive lineman in the draft. Nope. We're going to trade up and take a player that we don't really even need. Just because we want to drive the Maserati.
No matter the temperature outside, the AC guys can get you ready for any weather, any time of the year. Your exclusive Trane dealer and Trane comfort specialists. High quality work, trained professionals, top notch local service. Give the professional hometown folks at the AC Guys a call, 912-638-5778, or check them out online at theacguysinc.net. And remember, It's hard to stop a train, and we are the AC Guys.
For hometown, honest, friendly service from a name you can trust, come on in to Bruce Kennedy Tire. For almost 20 years, Bruce Kennedy and his family have been taking care of our friends and neighbors. 2928 Norwich Street, across from Dollar General. Tires, alignments, minor mechanic, and AC work. 912-264-6578. Pop on in. We'd love to see you. Monday through Thursday, 7 to 4:30, and Friday, 7 to 3:30. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust.
Mother's Day is just around the corner. Make sure to say thank you to the woman that loved you first. Head on down to Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick and let their friendly staff help you find that perfect gift no matter your budget. And with Mother's Day comes graduation, gifts for all ages, styles, and budgets. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
None of us really want to deal with it, but sometimes your roof needs some attention. Don't stress. Call your neighbors at DBM Roofing and let them take all the worry away. Whether it's a simple repair or you need a full replacement, you can depend on DBM Roofing to keep your family safe. Direct financing available? Give DBM Roofing a call for a free estimate at 912-326-5337 or check them out online at dbmroofing.com.
Not only does Gentleman and Lady Outfitters carry the top brands that have made them a staple here in the Golden Isles, they also specialize in prom season. It's always important to look your best. Head on over to the Tuxedo Rental Experts at Gentleman and Lady Outfitters. For over 25 years, Gentleman and Lady Outfitters have been the leader in tuxedo rentals. 600 Sea Island Road in the Harris Teeter Shopping Center on St. Simons. Call 912-634-1521.
We were talking NFL draft with the Jags. I gave them a D. I didn't like their draft at all. Travis Hunter, great. He's going to be a star in the NFL. Fantastic. But you needed offensive linemen, and you had a chance to take two offensive linemen in the first two rounds with the number five pick, top one in the draft. You didn't do it. And then again in the second round, and you traded that pick away for Travis Hunter. Didn't make a whole lot of sense to me. I feel like the Falcons did a little bit better job in their draft. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, Companions for Heroes, and by Golden Isles Collision. Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82. Exit 29 in Brunswick, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service. Yeah, I felt like the Falcons did a better job. I said last week on the show that the Falcons would be picking at 15, and if they had a linebacker fall to them at 15 that was a Swiss Army knife guy that could rush the passer, could play coverage, that you could depend on to call plays for the defense, that was the guy that they needed to take. Well, lo and behold, that's what happened. They had Jalen Walker fall to them at number 15 in the first round, and they took him. A fantastic pick, in my opinion, for the Atlanta Falcons. It addresses a need. You get an amazing impact player that's going to be the anchor of your defense for a very, very long time, barring injury. So, you know, Jalen Walker, of course, out of Georgia. So, hometown kid. Fantastic pick, I thought. They had another pick where they traded up. Now, this one I'm a little iffy on. They traded up back into the first round, number 26. That's 26th pick of the draft. They took James Pierce Jr., edge rusher out of Tennessee. I don't have a problem with the pick based upon talent. James Pierce Jr. was a guy that was projected with top 10, top 15 type talent in the draft. The problem with him is there have been a lot of off the field stuff that has kind of followed him around. And so it was a risky pick, especially trading all the way back into the first round, basically 20 picks. The Falcons traded up 20 picks to be able to come up and take James Pierce. Now, look, if it works out and they can get him, you know, underneath somebody's wing to keep him out of trouble, and those off-the-field issues are just silly college stuff, things that don't follow him to the NFL, then this pick is an amazing one. You get Jalen Walker in the first round and James Pierce Jr., guys that can rush the passer. And, of course, Jalen Walker, like I said, Swiss Army knife. So, you know, if they're capable of keeping him straight, then in the first round, they got two really good guys that can rush the passer. And what's the thing that the Falcons have not been able to hit on over the last decade via draft or free agency? Guys to rush the passer. Dante Fowler, Tack McKinley Jr., just to name a couple that come to mind in the draft that they have just missed on. They brought over that guy from the Jets, Grady Allen, I think was his name, and it didn't work out. So they have tried. It's not like they haven't made effort. They have tried to find guys to rush the passer, and they haven't been able to do it. They get two guys in the first round here that I think are going to be able to do it for them. Just got to keep James Pierce Jr., you know, out of trouble. And two guys that come from the SEC, Georgia and Tennessee, you know, two premier programs. So you know that they can play because they play in the toughest conference in the country. Their third pick, I like it too, not as much as their first two. Round three, pick 196, they get Xavier Watts, a safety out of Notre Dame. I do like the pick. I think he'll be helpful. I don't know if he steps in right away as a starting safety, but I can certainly see him working his way into nickel and dime packages, maybe as a defensive back. You know, we'll see what he does and if they do actually try to plug him in at safety. There's room there, right? Because the Falcons, and I like what they did in this draft overall, they really addressed the defensive side of the ball. Remember, the knock on the Falcons for years has been over-drafting on the offensive side of the ball, under-drafting on the defensive side of the ball, and it's really shown over the last 4 or 5 years where they have been abysmal defensively. Well, not this draft. They came into this draft with a plan to draft defense, and they stuck to their guns, and that's what they did. So in round four, they only took one offensive player. They had five picks, one offensive player. Everybody else was defense. So they had a plan. I like the fact they stuck to it. Round four, pick 118, they took Billy Bowman, another safety, this one out of Oklahoma. Again, trying to bolster up their defensive back depth. Probably see him playing nickel and dime as well. And then pick 218, they didn't have a fifth-round pick. They didn't have a sixth-round pick. They didn't draft again until the seventh round. They took Jack Nelson, an offensive tackle out of Wisconsin. And I'll tell you exactly what that is. They got to round seven, and then they look at their board. Their pick is coming. They look at their board, and they say, okay, in round seven, who is the top guy that is left on our board? Who do we have rated the highest? It doesn't matter if he's offense or defense. At this juncture in the draft, we want to take the best available player on our board. And who is that? And it was Jack Nelson, offensive tackle out of Wisconsin. So, and that's a pretty decent pick. He will help them on the offensive line, certainly get into the rotation. We'll see what he develops into. Young kid, played at Wisconsin, the Big Ten, of course. You know, you play in the Big Ten or the SEC. You're playing premier, as close to NFL talent as you can play in those two leagues. So to recap what the Falcons did, pick 15, Jalen Walker, pick 26 in the first round, James Pierce Jr. Round three, number 96, Xavier Watts, safety out of Notre Dame. 118 in round four, Billy Bowman, safety out of Oklahoma. And then round seven, highest rated player on their board probably, at pick 218 in the seventh round, offensive tackle, Jack Nelson out of Wisconsin. I give this draft a B. I thought the Falcons did a really, really good job drafting to what they needed. They needed an impact linebacker, got it. Needed a guy to rush the passer, got two of those. Needed guys to be able to fill out depth in the secondary, drafted two safeties, And then in round seven, okay, who's the best left? Offensive tackle out of Wisconsin, Jack Nelson, will take him. So I thought they did a really, really good draft, really good job in the draft. I give the Falcons a B. Jalen Walker is going to be a stud for the Falcons. That is a guy they're going to be able to build that defense around for the next decade plus as long as he stays healthy. Remember, he was a monster at Georgia. James Pierce Jr. was a monster at Tennessee. Just got to keep him out of trouble. So, like, yeah, Falcons, good. You know, for Jags fans and Falcons fans, it's always so difficult come draft time because you're just like, what are you doing? But not this draft for the Falcons. Jags fans, I feel sorry for you. I'm with you. I'm a Jags fan. It was a tough draft. In my opinion, they got a D. Falcons, much better job. B, a solid B in the draft. Good job, Falcons. Finally.
Golnaz Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service. The friendly staff at Golden Isles Pharmacy would like to invite you to their new second location off of Exit 29, just down from Winn-Dixie. Golden Isles Pharmacy accepts most insurances, offers online transfers, free delivery to St. Simons and Brunswick, average in-store wait times of under 5 minutes, and a convenient drive-through at both locations. Whether it's our Altama location or Exit 29, Golden Isles Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. 912-266-8140 or 912-400-2929. Golden Isles Pharmacy. At Jack's Tire and Brake, we understand the economy is tough. That's why we will always give a fair and honest price. No games, no surprises, just honest folks you know and trust. Whether it's tires, brakes, AC suspension, or any minor mechanic work, Jack's Tire and Brake will treat you right. So come on into Jack's Tire and Brake at 485 Warren Mason Road off of 341 behind Racetrack and KFC, or give us a call 912-265-8674 and find us on Facebook.
Hey, sports fans, in case you missed it, Max Barbecue now has two locations to serve you. Max's new location, right next to Grandy's off Cypress Mill Road in Brunswick, has all of the same favorites you'll find out at the Sterling location across from Jane Macon Light, Monday through Saturday. Both locations open for lunch, and come on over for dinner at the Sterling location. Max's Barbecue. Give them a like on Facebook.
Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you're going to need to get your party right. And M&B Liquors has everything you need with a large selection. And if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Be sure to ask about our keg selection, too. Locally family-owned and operated since 1985. Off Exit 29 on I-95, 61 Candler Drive. Call 912-265-2567 and look for specials on Facebook. M&B Liquors.
I'm beginning to have some doubts about Alex Anthopoulos' ability to general manage. I'm really beginning to kind of scratch my head at what is going on, especially in this offseason and into this season, at some of the moves that Anthopoulos has made. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, Companions for Heroes, and by Golden Isles Collision. Baseball is back. Jumbo Shrimp Baseball is home all season long at Vistar Ballpark in downtown Jacksonville. AAA baseball for as little as $5. Fireworks after all Friday games and great promotions all season long. For tickets and information, log on to jackshrimp.com. That's J-A-X shrimp.com. Jumbo Shrimp Baseball, affordable, family, fun. I'm really beginning to have some questions about Alex Anthopoulos' decision-making as far as personnel. Remember, let's go back to the beginning of spring training. The signing of Hector Neris. And, you know, Hector Neris, of course, was a closer for the Philadelphia Phillies for 3 or 4 years. Was really good. Signed to, a major league deal. Come to spring training. Gets activated. Makes the roster. Comes out. And within the first week, they DFA him. Can't get anybody out. I mean, literally could not get anybody out. I think they DFA'd him with like an 81 ERA or something stupid like that. And then there was the Ian Anderson fiasco. Ian Anderson did not pitch well himself in spring. 20 walks in 20 innings. They trade him for basically nothing to the Angels. And in case you missed it, this week the Braves traded back for Ian Anderson. They basically sent a bag of balls to the Angels to get him back, who had DFA'd Ian Anderson. So the Braves bring back Ian Anderson. And then the day after they trade him and activate him, they DFA him again. Now, I'm assuming that the reason the Braves are doing that is so that they can sign Ian Anderson to a minor league deal, which would, I think that resets his options. So then they can kind of yo-yo him back and forth. But I gotta figure that that's the plan, to DFA him so that they can re-sign him to a minor league deal. But Ian Anderson, after they DFA him, I mean, he could become a free agent. He does not have to sign a minor league deal with Atlanta. So I'm assuming that maybe there was conversations between Ian Anderson's parties and Alex Anthopoulos, I guess. But it just doesn't make a whole lot of sense to trade a guy away a month later, trade for him back, and then DFA him after you've traded back for him. Again, a head scratcher. Jurickson Profar, right? That is the biggest bomb that's been dropped on the Braves this season. You give him 3 years, good money, and he's a week into the season, and boom, gets popped for PEDs, and now he's gone for half the year. You got to assume that there were some concerns around Jurickson Profar, maybe some suspicions as far as PED use. Anthopoulos signed him anyway. And remember, this whole offseason, you know, he traded Jorge Soler right out of the gate in the offseason, which left a hole in the outfield because you knew Acuna wasn't going to be coming back until, you know, mid-May. And so Jurickson Profar was the guy that was signed very, very late. And there were a lot of other options that were out there that Anthopoulos didn't get the deal done on those guys. Guys that were more reputable, better resumes, better numbers. You end up with Jurickson Profar and he gets popped with PEDs. AJ Minter, long stay in Atlanta, right? Like he was a key cog in that bullpen, a high leverage lefty. Those guys don't grow on trees, and you let him walk to the Mets for $11 million. I can't imagine that you couldn't come up with $11 million to sign AJ Minter. You know, it was said that the Braves had money to spend in the offseason, and, you know, they didn't really spend a ton of it. You know, it was said that their budget had increased and, you know, Max Fried's contract was going to be gone. So, you know, there are a couple other guys, too, where you felt like that you had some flexibility. Was $11 million too much for AJ Minter? Remember, he signed a 2-year deal with the Mets for $22 million. So that's where I'm getting my $11 million figure from is 2 years, $22 million. You do the math, divide 22 by 2, and that's 11. $11 million? You couldn't give A.J. Minter $11 million? You signed Craig Kimbrell, who's still in AAA. You haven't even seen him. You've had all of these bullpen issues, and no Craig Kimbrell to be found anywhere. I'm like, you know, what's going on here, Anthopoulos? The signing of Brian De La Cruz, a guy that, was DFA'd by the Pirates after they made a midseason acquisition for him at the trade deadline last year. He didn't play well enough for them to keep him. The Braves sign him, and he's in AAA. He's not even on the major league roster. They went and signed Eddie Rosario this past week. A guy that, fantastic postseason 2021, key cog in the Braves winning the World Series that year. He missed all of the following season with eye issues, and then he's never been the same player. Last season, he was in Washington hitting under 200 with the Nationals, and they DFA'd him. The Braves pick him up on waivers, and he's just as abysmal for the Braves as he was in D.C., and yet here you are. The Dodgers just DFA'd him last week, and the Braves pick him up again. We've already been down this road. We've already been down this road with Rosario. And the whole reason they're signing Rosario is because they optioned Jared Kelnick, deservedly so, to AAA, so they needed a left-handed bat to play outfield, so they signed Rosario, who was available. And again, Anthopoulos made that trade for Kelnick, a guy that the Mariners had just given up on. And Kelnick has been a disaster in Atlanta. He was hitting .167 when they DFA'd him. .231 on base percentage. .231 on base. Two home runs, two solo shots, and he had only driven in himself. Two RBIs on the season so far. So he's now in AAA. Another deal that Anthopoulos made. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, Companions for Heroes, and by Golden Isles Collision. The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, 912-466-7340, or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340. I just don't understand some of these. Our Orlando Arcia, you gave him a contract extension. He's not even starting at shortstop. You had a glaring need in the offseason at shortstop. You did not address it. You got Nick Allen playing shortstop most of the time. RC is riding the pine. Jose Suarez, a guy that you invited to spring training, you sign him, he makes the team. 3 weeks in, you DFA him. I mean, and on and on and on and on and on we can go with this. It's just like, especially this offseason, Anthopoulos just fell asleep at the wheel. Didn't really address the outfield situation with some of the top-notch outfielders that he could have gotten with a budget increase. Instead, signs Jurickson Profar late. Boom, PEDs, gone. Didn't address the glaring need of guys in the back end of the bullpen, quality guys, and that has certainly reared its head. Didn't address the pitching situation with the starting rotation. No depth whatsoever. Renato Lopez goes down, and you're having to trade back for Ian Anderson because you don't have anywhere else to go. And then you DFA him a day. He didn't even pitch. You DFA him. I don't understand what's happening with Alex Anthopoulos. Did a fantastic job in 2021. But these last 2 years, I mean, I don't know. And I get everybody had off years last year offensively. Like, I understand that. But this offseason, man, it has been like, what is he looking at? He's not looking at the same things I'm looking at. I mean, I'm a baseball guy. I know that Jared Kelnick stinks. I knew that when he was in Seattle. There was no reason to make that deal. I don't know what he sees.
Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service.
Your hometown and independent pharmacy in Darien is Jets Pharmacy in the Bluestein Shopping Center. Jets Pharmacy accepts all insurances, drive-through service, and delivers to Darien and surrounding areas, including Brunswick. Immunizations, competitive cash prices, and even med synchronization. So get on over to your friendly neighbors at Jets Pharmacy or give them a call at 912-437-3784. Jets Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy.
How about a little adventure in your life? Southeast Adventure Outfitters has been sharing the beautiful waterways of the Golden Isles since 1994. Kayak adventures offered daily. Full selection of kayaks from Hobie and Wilderness Systems. Schedule a private demo in Brunswick or find them every day in the Pier Village on St. Simons. Outdoor gear and clothes from Columbia, North Face, Tilly hats, even Costa sunglasses. Book a trip online at southeastadventure.com or over the phone at 912-638-6732. Group and club discounts are available too. Southeast Adventure Outfitters. Let's make some memories.
Trying to find great family fun but don't know where to look? Here is your answer. The Strike Zone at the end of the Spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. Bowling, arcade, and blacklight mini golf. The Strike Zone has something for the entire family. Call or go online and reserve for your next event or birthday party. 912-265-6600. TGIStrikeZone.com.
My producer, as we went to break, sent me a message and said, by the way, just so you know, AJ Minter is having season-ending elbow surgery. I mean, okay, but that doesn't mean that if he'd have stayed in Atlanta that he would have hurt his elbow. Maybe he does, maybe he doesn't, and that's still not relevant to my point. My point is that AJ Minter is a high-end left-handed reliever, high-leverage guy, and you let him walk for $11 million a season to your biggest rival in the division. Whatever. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, Companions for Heroes, and by Golden Isles Collision. I kind of want to get back to the Anthopoulos thing. For everything that he did right in 2021, remember the moves that he made. The Braves really needed help in the outfield. Jock Peterson, Jorge Soler, Eddie Rosario. Rosario was injured when he made the deal, but Rosario had a really good 2020. Rosario was once a 30-home run guy when he was in Cleveland. Jock Peterson has long been known as a power guy that doesn't get on base a lot but hits a lot of home runs. Now, his home run production has certainly dwindled over the last, three seasons or so. But Peterson's a guy that has always hit, like 200, 220, and he's going to hit you 25, 30 home runs. And then Soler kind of had the same mantra when he was with Kansas City, a guy that wasn't going to hit for a high average. And quite frankly, like when he came to Atlanta, he did much better average-wise than what they thought he was going to do. I think he was hitting like 192, somewhere in the 190s in 2021 when Atlanta made the deal for him. And, Braves fans will forever remember the home run that he hit in the World Series, which still has not come down in Houston. Thing is still in the atmosphere somewhere. So all of those deals really worked out for Anthopoulos. But since then, the deal for Soler last year, did that really help Atlanta? I mean, I guess a little. But, he was a liability in the outfield. Braves kind of knew that. I guess you got to give him credit for signing some of the young players to very team-friendly contracts. Olsen, Albies, Acuna, Riley, Sean Murphy, all of those guys have team-favorable contracts. So if you're going to hang your hat on something, I think that's probably the biggest thing is those moves that he made in 21 and then all of the team-friendly contracts that he has been able to sign the core of the Braves' current roster to. Minus Arcia. My dad and I were talking about this. My dad's a big Braves fan too, and we were talking about that. As far as Anthopoulos goes, you look at the position players, and all of those guys are locked into long-term deals. Now Albie's deal is coming up pretty soon, but he did lock Albie's down for a good little while. The positions short of left field and short of shortstop, which he did make the Arcia signing for a 3-year deal. Those are the only two positions that haven't been locked down long term. Ozuna's deal is coming up, but Ozuna at DH was locked down. Olsen at first, Michael Harris, long-term deal. Ronald Acuna, long-term deal. Austin Riley, long-term deal. Albie, same thing. Sean Murphy, long-term deal. And so, you know, this is my point. All of those position players, the core of that team, he did lock down to long-term deals. Now, some of those are beginning to creep into, it's time to get something else done. But for the most part, he did a good job of locking up that young core to stay together at least through this year, maybe next. And, you know, we'll see what they do. Albies has got to get redone pretty soon. He is the most pressing guy. You know, and Acuna obviously has mentioned that he wants an extension, a better deal for what he has, which is probably the biggest team-friendly deal that there is. 10 years, $100 million for Ronald Acuna Jr., who is capable of getting, you know, Bryce Harper money. So, you know, at least give him credit for that. But at least for this offseason, I'm trying to think of a friendly – I'm trying to think of something nice to say. Didn't really address the outfield situation until late. Did nothing with the starting pitching. Did nothing with the bullpen. And yet, despite of all of that, the Braves start 0-7, and they've gone 14-8 since.
Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. A big shakeup over in Baxley. The Appling County Pirates were forced to forfeit all wins from last season by the GHSA for having an ineligible player participate in games. The Pirates have since fired coach Jordan Mullis and hired Tucker Pruitt to replace him. Pruitt was the head coach at Fitzgerald, where he took the Purple Hurricanes to the Final Four in 2018, 2023, and 24, state runner-up in 2020 and 2022, and won a state title in 2021. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
Golnaz Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service.
Baseball is back. Jumbo Shrimp Baseball is home all season long at Vistar Ballpark in downtown Jacksonville. Triple-A baseball for as little as $5. Fireworks after all Friday games and great promotions all season long. For tickets and information, log on to jackshrimp.com. Jumbo Shrimp Baseball. Affordable. Family. Fun.
Thousands of shelter animals need homes. Many of our nation's heroes need healing. At Companions for Heroes, we bring them together, rescuing pets and giving military members and first responders the support of a loyal companion. It's more than just adoption. It's a second chance for both. Learn how you can help at companionsforheroes.org.